Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and welcome to the court. Today in the court, I will give you my verdict and what I think of the Ferguson case and all the stuff going on in Missouri. Also, Marcus Rojo will become only the fourth Argentinian player to represent the Reds when he makes his debut at Old Trafford coming up very soon. He'll be followed by Juan Sebastian Verdán, Gabriel Hines, and the legendary Carlos Tevez. Also, with a couple things that happened this weekend, because Lord forbid, what a weekend, I'm going to reiterate some points and my views about THC and CBDs and all that stuff. Warning, all suspects are found guilty by a network of liberal media outlets, no matter what the events or evidence or anything else shows. The conversation will start right now. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how he will not also, along with him, give us all things. Romans 8:32. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And welcome to Kyle's Court. Today, I'm going to give you my verdict on what's going on in Missouri. We don't need to have evidence. We don't need to have nothing. You had a black guy killed by a white guy. Of course, the white guy is guilty. Case closed. You know, only it's racist to think only white people can be racist. When did we get away from this country where innocent until proven guilty in a court of law by a group of your own peers? The only thing I disagree with that is when, okay, well, we found this knife that proves you did it with a videotape, but because it was illegally sequestered, we can't use that as evidence. And since that's the only evidence in that video, quite clearly shows this guy 100% killed this person, you have to let him go because there's no other evidence. That's the only thing that really gets to me. If you have proof 100% beyond the shadow of a doubt because this guy did something, and you can't use it because it was illegally sequestered or whatever, that's the only thing that really gets to me, but welcome to the program. I'll put it like this. Let the courts decide if this would ever go, Lord help us. When did the media become the judge and the jury? Well, I'm Reverend Al Sharpton, and welcome to Politics Nation. Today, we're going to go and we're going to slaughter that white guy because he accidentally shot. He didn't accidentally shoot. He was attacked and brutally beaten, and there you go. He defended himself. I'm afraid to have someone that's of a different race or color come into my house and rob me because if I shoot him defending myself, I might get, who knows what they might do to me. Scary. Like that girl in that high school that was thrown out of her class, I think it was high school. She's like at least in 8th grade, 17th grade, because she said, bless you, when someone sneezed. The teacher threw her out of her class. Welcome to the new America. Hope you're happy, everybody. Because we don't have a constitution anymore. We have a group of people that can't be offended by anybody. You can't offend anyone anymore. This guy actually, there was a restaurant. I looked at a bunch of restaurants there because I'm a chef. And there's a guy that did a 10% discount for anyone that brought in pamphlets from their church. You know, like, here's your Sunday bulletin. Thank you for attending. Sir, it's been a long time since I've seen you. You need to come over here. Sir. Yeah, I think you need to come to church more often, sir. I only see you on Christmas and Easter. You need to get into the army of the Lord. Guy walks up to him and goes, I am an army of the Lord. I'm in the Secret Service. You know, but they had their bulletins from church, and they brought it, and they get 10% discount, and these atheists went ballistic. And this guy goes, well, this attorney he talked to said, they got no leg to stand on, because the senior citizens discount that most restaurants give, that's discrimination on age. That's ageism. You know, that's racism and ageism. You know, there's people, I mean, they have no leg to stand on. He's not saying you can't come in. He's just giving a discount like he would to someone that's a senior citizen, or to like a child 10 and under comes in free, you know? Are they going to have to get rid of the discount for, like, well, you can't offer a ticket to a kid for free or to discount his rate because, you know, that's discriminating against someone of their age. And that's, so right back to 1964. I mean, do we really, I mean, I swear. And we're not discriminating against you. If you have a meeting where you go every, if you have a place where you go and you hand out a bulletin that, you know, about you, you know, and what you talked about, you know. Oh, yeah, next week we're going to have another meeting about how, you know, it was this big cosmic bang and everything was just created out of it, and, you know. See you next week. You know, I mean, seriously. I'd give you a discount. I'd give you 10% if you had some weekly atheist meeting you went to and that was your bulletin, if that's what you believe. I'm not going to discriminate. I'll give you a 10% discount. I've known people that have worked at stores that the store has a policy where to make a customer happy, you can give up to a 30% discount. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that just, you know, let the judge and jury decide all this stuff, folks. You know, when do we get to, like, where an Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or something like that, like, they, and then you have, you know, someone like Eric Holger's going to go down and solve everything. Really? The guy that did Fast and Furious? The guy that can't know anything because he'll be in trouble, but he has to know anything because he's running the investigation. So, yeah, he's... That's great. I wish I could be like that, you know, not have to know anything, because if I did, I'd be in trouble, and, you know, then if I mean, seriously, I mean, I wish I could just, like, you know, this Ferguson thing ain't getting any better, but you know what, folks, I'm sending down there a culture to take care of it, because I got to go play, crap, call the golf course, I'm late for my tea time, okay, my presidential caddy's waiting. Just tell him I'll be a little bit longer. You know. Yeah, and I want to fly on Air Force One. Sir, you can't. Well, I'm tired of taking out. Well, then we need to have another stimulus bill. We need to put up money in it so we can build an airport at the golf course so I can fly Air Force One there so I don't always have to take the chopper. Okay? I don't know. Just tell him you're going to help feed the hungry or something and just put it in the bill. Go buy it. That's where we're at, folks. I mean, you know, our golfer in chief is at it again. There's a picture I saw of ISIS. It had, maybe this would get Obama's attention, and they go to cut the head off of a golf club. Like, there you go. You know, God forbid, they ain't going to do anything else. But... I want to switch gears really quick, and we're going to start talking about something that just happened this weekend twice. When they see my e-cig pen that I have, people will, I didn't really smoke. I'm like, nope, it's CBD. Oh, that's pot. I'm like, no, not exactly. Oh, man, can I have some, man? And some dude at the race won some, and I guess he thought it was pot. I'm like, no. And another person like, man, you smoke, man, that's not me. Oh, man, like, man, you need help, man. You need to get off drugs, man, that's not good for you, man. I'm like, no. There is THC and CBD. THC is good for you, just like CBD is. The only difference is THC has that hallucinogenic side effect where you can have tribal visions or whatever you want to call it, you know. You know, and... Without the THC, and, you know, it's like, what did the old hippie say, the young hippie at the Grateful Day concert when they ran out of pot? Man, this music sucks. But, I mean, that's how I kind of compare them. Because CBD actually has been shown to cure cancer, 39 to be exact, beneficial. It can reduce stress. I used to take 7.5, 500 lower tabs twice a day with two muscle relaxers and two Advils, and sometimes four Advils. And because of the CBD pen and my C-Coil footwear, I don't need it anymore. I don't need those medications. I mean, I went to charge up my thing last night, and I accidentally, the canister opened up and oil came out, which is not cheap oil. You know, for 5 milliliters, it's like $30. So it's not cheap. Luckily, I got some coming today, or else I'd be screwed, because it's, you have to get it online. So basically, like my next paycheck or something, I'm going to get a whole bunch of it, and I'm going to put it aside. That way I've got backups. So it is, I think, hopefully we're going to start opening up the floodgates and letting people know that there is a difference, you know. This is from industrial hemp that they're finding out has lots of medical value, the CBD. And it kind of brings me back to a point that, if you know this, making bandages out of hemp would be, you wouldn't need antibiotics on them. It's antimicrobial itself. All kinds of things that were, that was known about hemp and hempcrete and all these things and how beneficial it would be. I mean, they actually, Henry Ford, yay Fords, actually made a car solely out of hemp and hemp oil, that ran out of hemp oil, and guess what? It was stronger than a vehicle made out of steel of the same thickness and stuff. And I forgot to mention this last week, but I guess I get this Motor Week magazine once in a while, and they have a new Chevy car coming out. It's a hybrid between an electric and a gasoline, part truck, part van, and part car. It's called the Recall. It's great. You know, as soon as you buy the thing, it's already in the shop. But, I mean, hemp has been valued for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Well, we don't know. I remember there was an MTV thing, and it was like a political thing, and they had Al Gore and stuff on. They had these people asking questions, and this guy goes, ask some about medical marijuana and Al Gore and his infinite wisdom. Well, you or I are doctors. We don't da 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 da. And I'm like, I'm just screaming at the TV. I'm like, well, what about its oil? What about making the plastics out of it? What about making the hempcrete and the wood and the paper and the fabric? All the stuff that is known to be positive and has been done for thousands and thousands of years. You know, that's why I believe a lot of questions are actually pre-scripted. You know, they don't want to have someone that, almost every time I see a news organization, even Fox, I'm like, why aren't they asking this question? Why aren't they asking that question? You know, it just drives me to drink sometimes, because so many people are like, oh, you just want to get high. You just want to get messed up. I'm like, well, how am I going to function? You know, like Stephen D'Angelo said, he goes, this new strain with this new CBD, that they have, some have 21% CBD and virtually no THC, it helps people get the medical benefits of cannabis without one of the big side effects, which a lot of people deem as undesirable. If the high is undesirable, why do a lot of people still want to try cannabis in some form? You know? And there's evidence that CBDs might actually be able to counteract the THC, so you can have some of the benefits of THC. Irvin Rosenthal, I actually got into an argument with this girl one time at work, and I'm like, because she was against, oh, I have cousins and stuff that are drunk and all this, and all this, and they're alcoholics, and they're, and started with smoking pot. It's a gateway drug. I'm like, okay. If it's a gateway drug, then how come it is a Schedule I drug, a Schedule I narcotic, with no esteemed medical value, but cocaine and heroin are Schedule II drugs, which means they have medical value. If it was a gateway drug, it would be a more dangerous drug, not a least dangerous drug. You would actually go from a least dangerous marijuana to a cocaine or heroin. You wouldn't go from the most dangerous drug out there, marijuana, and then go back to safer cocaine and heroin, because you can actually get a pharmaceutically made cocaine where one of my friends has actually made it, where you take these two compounds and mix them together and it's like a cocaine. And there are pain pills that are basically like one molecule away from heroin. And it's just one of those things that, you know, and I'm like, well, there are 5 federal medical marijuana patients and they all have 101% lung capacity, over 100% lung capacity. They're all for, there's no medical marijuana patient. Yes, there is. One of them is Irvin Rosenthal. I've met the guy. He wrote a book, and you should read it, How I Convinced the Federal Government to Provide My Medical Marijuana. And since, like, 1982, he's been getting a tin full with marijuana cigarettes. And he sells those tins, and I've actually wanted to write him to see if he'd sell me one. I forget what he wants, like, $400 for them all, so he could cut me a deal or something, I don't know. But, because I would be like, see this? This is a, I'd be showing everyone. I'd be showing it to the cops, yeah, this is a real tin, this is an actual prescription. So if you say, and they won't test them, so they had to have all this testing done themselves. And what did the testing find out? They're perfectly healthy, they're perfectly normal. When they have over 100% lung capacity, that was done by their testing because the government doesn't want to test them. I mean, that's what gets me when they say it's bad for you, but then well, we don't have enough testing, you know, if there's any medical value in it, well, what do you mean? You don't have enough testing. You obviously have enough testing to prove it's dangerous, so I don't, it's a bunch of bull crap. You know, it goes back to the 30s when they basically wanted to put more, the drugs were wanted to put more money into his thing, and hey, these Mexicans are bringing this crap, they're smoking it, let's make it illegal, and then I can get all this money to fight it. And that's where we're at, folks. But it's just, I bring this up because so many people, as soon as I say I got CBDs or something, like, oh, it's pop, man. You're going to get high. You get high. You smoke, man. Hey, man, you better not get hurt at work, man. They drug test you, man. Like, well, there is some THC, natural THC, but it's like there's more alcohol and non-alcoholic beer than there's THC in this. You know, it's legal because they extract it pharmaceutically from the industrial hemp, and then they manufacture it and make it into a certain percentage or milligram, and then they ship it over in oil. And it works wonders. And I just try to, I guess I, you know, beat the bullet, but I continue, I'm just like, when people just keep coming up and act like, well, this and this and this and this, and they're so uneducated because the government's disinformation them. I look at it like the UFO phenomenon. I mean, you have James McGahey come out and be like, well, you're not a trained observer, see? Sir, I didn't just see 3 dots in the sky and connected the dots. See over there? I saw a plane, and I saw 2 dots, a red and green light on each side of the wing, and I didn't just draw one line. I could see the outline of the plane, and it was a lot higher up than this object was, but I'm not at the same time. It went there at the same time, but, you know, I saw a plane, and it was really high up in the sky, and I didn't just connect a dot to make one line. I saw the whole outline of the plane. So why would I connect 3 dots to make a triangle just because there's 3 dots? You know, you're not a trained observer. I just love to talk to him. So what school did you go to observe stuff? What university did you go to look up in the sky and be able to identify every single solitary thing that's going on with every object in the sky? You know, it's disinformation, just like cannabis. They disinformation. You don't sit there and so many people are so messed up and don't have a clue. Yeah, there are people out there that just want to get messed up and let me see if I can get 900% THC and let's see how messed up I can get. Let's see if I can put it into my own drink. Super concentrated so I can have like 1 ounce and drink it, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to see if I can come up with a liquor company called ethanol, and it's just going to be 100% pure alcohol, 200 proof. Screw Everclear, that's weak stuff. And it's only going to come in gallon containers. And I'm going to have something with it that makes anything mixing with it taste like crap, so you have to drink it straight. We'll call it ethanol. Screw like Jim Beam or Jack Daniels, or it's going to be 200% pure alcohol. I mean, there's always going to be a negative. There's always going to be someone that's going to, well, he just wants to get hot. He's going to make up any excuse. Yep, I'm sick. I need marijuana. No, that's not going to help you. But, oh, they passed a law that, you know, it's one of those things that they say will work. You know, there are people out there, there are legitimate people like Montel Williams and someone like me that really have a muscle disease, need this medicine or anything that will work. Now we're going to switch gears, and since I've kind of beat that to a dead horse because I'm just so tired of coming up to people that they know CBD just because it's associated with pot, so they think that's all you're smoking. They have no idea that there's a difference, and one gets you high, one doesn't, and these. I'm like, man, here you go, man. Fired up. That's fun to do. But, what do I think about the Red Start? Their first home opener loss in 1972. Working exactly how Van Gaal does. He usually sucks, but then he comes and kicks butt and takes name. I'm a huge football fan. I love European football. I love being the 49ers. They're my team. You know, hopefully we got something this year. We got Jim Harbaugh, so hopefully we can make some miracle with his coaching. But I love European football. It doesn't mean I support everything Europeans do, you know, and the way they run their countries and everything. But I just love European football, and I think Marcos Rojo will be a great addition. He's good. He's a great Argentinian player, great defensive player, and I think it's going to we're gonna get this team around. I mean, people can't just expect to be bing, pop, and okay, we're Premier League champions again. You know, it's not going to happen. But over time with Van Gaal, we will get back there. Every player's different. I mean, you got to sit there and say, okay, well, Jose Mourinho may not like the players he has. And they go, well, this is this, and this, you know, I don't like, you know, the way I'm more of an attacking team as opposed to a defensive team, and da da da. This is how I want my players to be and not to be. And so, you look at it from that standpoint, you know, he's not going to have all the players he wants. He needs to get players so he can run the type of football he wants to run and the type of offense or defense he wants to run. You know, if you want a more defensive team, he's going to be a more defensive team. He needs more defensive players. If he's a more offensive-type coach and the way he sets up his lines, you're going to want to have somebody that is more offensive and get more offensive players and more strikers and more better midfielders. So that's kind of where I think, like I said this before, last year I said the same thing. If we realistically thought we'd be second, you know, we'd be not second, but we'd be like third or fourth, probably fifth. You know, really, really good third. If we're really, really good, but surprised people, but I figured about fourth or fifth. That's what I expect this year, you know, and we'll keep improving. So, you know, like the shirt says, I may live in the U.S., but my team is in an Old Trafford, you know? I love football. I love European football. It's one of the greatest sports, I think. But I'm one of those people that I'm here in this country for a reason. You know, I would lose it if I had a kid and he went to school and they said, Mr. Wolcott, you know, this is Severton Elementary School, and we're going to need you. See, your son wore a 100% U.S. born, made in USA shirt, and we're going to need to, he cannot wear that to school, so we had to turn that inside out because he might offend somebody. I would have it double-sided on both sides. Well, we can't turn it inside out and tumble, you know. I'd be, okay, well, I'll be right over there to take down the American flag off the flagpole. Because if he can't wear an American flag on a shirt with U.S. pride written on it, or 100% American born or something, showing your pride of the U.S. or the troops, if he couldn't wear that shirt, how can you have an American flag flying on your flagpole? Because if they're going to be offended by a shirt, I'd be like, and also when I come over there to take down the American flag on the flagpole, I'll be bringing a moving truck so I can find out who it is that's offended by that shirt, so we can have them packed and I can have them out of this country in no time. You know, my forefathers didn't come to this country to have Britons rule, to have kings and queens. You can still like a support that only France has, or Germany has, or whatever. You don't have to support. I know Germans that are from Germany that didn't support Hitler. Just because you're from Germany doesn't mean you have to support Hitler. Just because you like European sports doesn't mean you have to support everything they do. Now, there's a reason why we're Americans. Because we came to this country to do and change, to make this country better, to sit there and say, okay, now I see that going on in Israel. Well, this is a deserty kind of area. We want to have a forest. A forest here? That can't happen. Out. General, get me new scientists. I want scientists in here. See this tree over here, sir? Yeah? Well, look at how big it is. It's near the edge of the forest. Well, why is it getting that big? How is it getting water? How is it getting nutrients? This is what we found out. Bang. Okay, duplicate that, and they've got a forest now in Israel. They've got a surplus of water. Mice with chemicals, or rats with chemicals, they use two owls that do it and are more effective. They found out ways to solve problems. They didn't sit there and say, okay, what we're going to do here is, since you're having a hard time, see, we're going to start this war on poverty, which is just I call the war on poverty a money laundering operation, a way to make money. It's not about helping the poverty level at all. It's dropped. Poverty's gotten worse since they introduced the war on poverty. We need to get people to sit there and say, okay, screw fighting over a piece of paper that might guarantee me help and assistance with an apartment or a place to live, and say, screw this. We're going to go to a local hardware store and say, we want to get some assistance, if you can donate some materials, and we're going to build this apartment ourselves. We're going to go to Lowe's, we're going to go to Home Depot, we're going to go to Ace, we're going to go to Furrow, we're going to go to every lumber place we can find and see if they'll help us out with materials and stuff, and we're going to build the apartment complex ourselves, and we're going to do it, and we're going to have a pride knowing we did it, instead of waiting on the government to give me. Why don't you try to do something to make your town better, you know? It's all, you know, when do we get to the point in this country where it's, ask not what you can do to help your country, but ask what your country can give to you. Like they said, and I've said this numerous times on my show, no one could win an election, as John Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. He went on that. I believe there's a reason why he was killed. Very simple. He wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He wanted to do a lot of these things that the elitists don't want us to have eliminated, because it's a money laundering, basically, in my opinion. Every country, for the most part, is trying to spend themselves out of debt, and that's not going to solve the issue. It's only going to make it worse, but as long as they keep getting their money, as long as that child, no child goes unhappy bill passes, and every child every day gets a coupon to get free chocolates, candies, and balloons, who cares? Because in that bill, I'm going to get $20 million. Who cares whether it makes sense or not? As long as they can justify it in any way, they'll pass it. I got to go. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you all, and have a great day.